Track 8, The Joy of June. Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison celebrates the month of flower and song.
I do so love you, June. I love waking up on a June day at 4, when it's already light, and a glossy-backed swallow is pouring his song from a perch right outside my bedroom. I love pulling on a t-shirt and shorts and slipping indulgently into your morning chill. And long before another human alarms the riverbank, I love to walk in your more than human world. You, June, are a time of flower and song. Here by the river, the morning is loud with voices from Africa, from a stand of tufted hair grass where the water sits through the winter and turns the path to blackish mud. I can hear the dry, persistent trill of a grasshopper warbler. I cannot see his golden gape, nor his softly speckled back. A grasshopper warbler is not a bird who likes to be seen, but his voice fills my heart with love for him, and for you, June, too. On the other side of the path, at the river's edge, there's a ribbon of reed. The sharp green blades of this year's growth have joined the brittle stems of winter, offering to other songsters a home. Here, a reed warbler's clunky voice is heard, and a reed bunting's happy chime. I know these birds care not a jot for me, but their songs on this morning in June, they flood me with joy. Reaching a clump of osier, its strappy leaves are bright in the morning sun. The path turns away from the river and onto a long abandoned railway line. A white throat sings, his voice as jagged and sharp as the gorse he's perched on, but my eye is caught by a hare in a field of rye beyond. I know no words with the strength to describe a hare, but words are all I have with which to try. She is prone when I first see her, her glove leather ears lying flat on her shoulders and back. Through her amber eye, with its look of proud disdain, there's a buffish stripe from the base of her ears to her nose. She moves, stretching her front legs back from her paws, lifting her hips to reveal a loose tussock of tail, as if bowing in prayer. Though a hare bows in prayer to no power in heaven or earth. Somewhere in the field her leverets lie hidden and hunched. To keep them safe from the cunning nose of the fox, she nurses them only once a day, most often at dusk. For the rest of their time, these wild infants must raise themselves, resilient and free. I too feel free, early on this June day, in the company of warblers and whitethroats and hares. I have slipped the bonds of my desk and my laptop and phone, and returned to my home in the wild, and my joy. There is wisdom in joy, for all too often a naturalist lot is sadness. One of the penalties of an ecological education, Aldo Leopold famously wrote, is that one lives alone in a world of wounds. Much of the damage inflicted on land is quite invisible to laymen. Knowing and loving nature means being aware of decline and destruction on every side. The more you know, quite simply, the more easily you see what's missing, what has been erased from the places that you so deeply love. Or in the words of Simon Barnes, Norfolk resident and great friend of Norfolk Wildlife Trust, in his touching book On the Marsh, if you learn how to look at a landscape correctly, you can see at a glance how much is no longer there. Almost as if by loving wildlife you are willfully bringing sadness into your life. That's the deal. Most of us accept it. We love, knowing that love will bring sadness. That's because we also know that living without loving is not life. That's the point. That's the role of joy. Our job as 21st century naturalists and environmentalists is to fight for every last scrap of biodiversity we have left, and to clamour for bigger, bolder, and better landscapes in which nature may recover. But fighting is hard. It's exhausting. There are losses at every turn. There are gaps in the chorus of birds in the spring. There are places we loved which have died under tarmac and concrete and brick. There are tears. To keep fighting, we have to remember why we fight. We fight for the messy clump of tufted hair grass by the river where the ceaseless trill of a grasshopper warbler is heard. We fight for the mud-eyed hare in the field and the white-throat's scritchy song from the hedge. We fight for the timid purr of toads from the village pond and the twirling tails of harvest mice in the reed. For the crane, for the hedgehog, for the mole and the stoat. But to keep up the fight, we need joy. The joy that is found in knowing and watching these wondrous wild lives that share our world. Joy doesn't betray but sustains activism, writes Rebecca Solnit in her remarkable Hope in the Dark. My joy is here on the riverbank in the cool of a morning in June, with a skylark above who is weaving his breathtaking song through the day. My joy is in the moorhen pumping her neck as she swims along the river's skirts of grey willow and alder. In a Setti's warbler's petulant shout. In a long-tailed tit's furious scolding, because at 5 in the morning I have had the temerity to greet her newly-fledged family. All these wild people, they give me joy. They give me the knowledge the fight is worthwhile. And they give me the hope to go on. For hope, as Emily Dickinson wrote, is the thing with feathers.